You may have heard the term cityhood lately. Here's what it means. It's when an unincorporated part of a county wants to become its own city. The epicenter of the cityhood movement right now, DeKalb County. And there's a reason. Many people say they're fed up. DeKalb has a long history of corruption. Economic resources are mismatched between the north and south ends of the county. And then there's the complicated issue of race. These rumblings about cityhood kind of started 15 years ago when Vernon Jones became the county's first Black CEO.
Vernon was a polarizing individual, and sometimes that polarization manifests itself in terms of geography and race.
That's William Boone. He teaches political science at Clark Atlanta University. Boone says the CEO role in DeKalb has a lot of power. The way Jones used his power rubbed some people the wrong way.
Up until Vernon Jones, you'd had all white CEOs and white domination of the county. And here comes Vernon Jones, who is very, very open about the fact that there are those in the county who have not been receiving resources and services from the county, and therefore it's time for a change. And that sets up the argument, you Black versus white.
In a county that's majority Black, two of the proposed cities have a mostly white population. They're both in the north end of the county. In La Vista Hills, for example, 64% of residents are white, while 16% are Black, according to the latest census data.
The county is majority Black. The county government is majority Black, run by Blacks, some would say. How could one be so naive as to think that creating a city separate from the county wouldn't be perceived racially? It's sort of just like really curious, right?
That's Michael Leo Owens. He teaches political science at Emory University and also lives in what might become La Vista Hills, though he's not in favor of it. But race isn't the only issue that divides DeKalb. Many residents are also concerned about its history of corruption. In 2000, the county sheriff had his opponent killed after he lost the election. 2 years ago, Governor Deal removed six members of the school board over concerns of questionable hiring and money management. And then there is suspended CEO Burl Ellis, who faces criminal charges of extortion and conspiracy. The county's interim CEO, Lee May, says he knows DeKalb has its problems.
It's a challenging period right now for DeKalb, but we are being very proactive with dealing with those challenges, those instances of corruption and where waste, fraud, and abuse are concerned.
Earlier this year, May hired former Georgia Attorney General Mike Bowers to launch an independent investigation of corruption in DeKalb. That investigation will look at over 6,000 county employees, including May and his senior staff. But May himself now faces allegations of preferential treatment from a county contractor. He denies those allegations and says everyone in the county has to face its problems.
You can't run. Even if you form your own city, you'll still be in the county. You'll still be a part of DeKalb County.
So what do the county's residents think? We decided to ask around.
We're feeling forced into becoming a city of our own because the surrounding areas are usurping all the good real estate.
It's just another layer of government we don't need.
Corruption scandals, incompetency scandals. Either the county would do something to make people want to stay or get out of the way and let people go where they want to go.
Maybe a new star is born. This is something that is so impactful for history.
No matter how residents feel, two proposed cities, La Vista Hills and Tucker, will be up for a vote later this year. They had the support of the Republican-controlled legislature, but Greenhaven and Stonecrest didn't. It's worth noting that they're majority Black and heavily Democratic. Emory's Michael Leo Owens says race isn't the only reason the bills probably didn't make it through the legislature. La Vista Hills and Tucker began their cityhood movement several years ago.
Greenhaven just sort of came out of nowhere. Really just sort of fell out the sky.
And there's also its size. If Greenhaven were to become its own city, it would have nearly 300,000 residents, making it the second largest city in the state behind Atlanta. No other proposed cities have been that large.
I think that there's great support for the idea of cityhood and for local government and governance, but it's not supposed to be big.
Owen says this latest wave of cityhood will continue, and Georgia could see even more city proposals when residents are unhappy with their county government. Candace Wheeler, WABE News.